So, Dennis, you are with the Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission.
Yes.
So you're the local advocates for veterans. Tell us what that means, being the local advocate.
Well, we are here to represent our Mercer County veterans. And if I could, I'd like to read our mission statement.
Sure,
we're here
go ahead.
To promote the welfare of all honorably discharged veterans of the military service and their families through maximizing all possible benefits through effective and dynamic advocacy and by serving as a central office for all veterans residing in the county of Mercer. And that's what we're basically here for. We try to help them at all levels, whether it be federal, local, you know, any way we can help.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the big things that you do are help with claims.
That's
right. Talk about
that. We can file initial disability compensation claims, or we can do appeals for wrongly denied claims. We can interface with the VA Veterans Affairs Administration. So we're able to do that. We have our staff in the office, Rachel Poole, she's a VSO, and likewise fully accredited, so we can interface with, like, say, the VA. And also we have a guy from the ID, Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, that comes to us first and third Thursday. He's sort of our mentor. He's been at it for 30 years. So we have a question. We go to Steve Burdett.
You're talking about the van, which is
yes,
parked
yes.
Out at the
hey,
sheriff's
department.
Yes,
yes. Hey, we got a brand new van. If you notice out at the sheriff's office, we got it parked out there. We offer transportation to the VA hospital in Iowa City for all veterans. So if you need a ride or a lift out there, just give us a call. We can set up the transportation. We also service, we go to the clinics in Davenport, Galesburg, and down to Burlington a couple times. But we love to, help out.
Yeah, and you were telling me that you do serve six posts, and that covers all of Mercer County,
yes,
right?
And we also include rentals out there because they decided to go into Rock Island. They decided to come our way a little bit. So, but those are the six posts, four Legions and two VFWs.
So what does somebody do if they need help? Do they give you a call? I know you have an office in the courthouse,
yes,
correct?
They can call us, and our office is located on the second floor of the Mercer County Courthouse, room 6, and we're there from 8 to 4 daily, excluding noons. They shut down, the whole courthouse shuts down from noon to 1 for lunch. You can contact us by phone number 309-582-2714.
582-2714.
Extension 3.
Extension 3.
And starting 1st December, when our new budget kicks in, we're going to go out and get a laptop so we'll be able to make home visits.
Oh, very good.
So if somebody can't make it into the office, or, you know, we can go to them. And we'll have all the software, get all the information on, you know, the home visit with the laptop. And
that's a really good idea. Did you think of that one, Dennis?
No, no, no. But they passed a new bill. It's House Bill 5853, and that's one of the things where we need to service anybody and everybody, no matter where they're at and how we can get to them. You know, the more we can get to, the better we can service them.
Absolutely. All right, give that phone number one more time,
Dennis. Yeah, 2714.
And anything else you'd like to mention this morning?
Yes, yes, I would. As far as assistance categories, you know, we talked about local assistance. That's where we're Veterans Assistance Commission, okay? And the categories we offer, and we deal with local providers. I know we deal with Blick with fuels, Mercer Market. They help us with some food issues or cleaning supplies. But we offer assistance in these different areas: cleaning and hygiene, shelter, mortgage, water, and gas and electric bills. Or if they have an indigent veteran that doesn't have anything, you know, whatever, we can offer burial services for them. We also house all the 214s. That's your separation papers from the military. If you register up there in Mercer County, we have them in our office. So if you ever need to look up or have that for whatever reason, we come up and see if we have them. We also help with grave marker plaques, you know, for those that pass. We have fishing license for those that are qualified. We have a benefit awards letters. Again, we're talking to the VA, and we can get those printed out. And as of the 1st December, we're going to offer free notary public services for our veterans in that.
You guys are doing a lot to make the lives a little bit easier for veterans out there.
That's the whole thing. That is the whole situation.
All right. Dennis Melgren with the Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission. And you've got one more thing here this morning.
First of all, I'd just like to promote our local chapters and our local posts and that. And we have some upcoming events. Of course, this Saturday is our Veterans Day, and we have the parade at 11 o'clock downtown Aledo. We meet up at the old Northside or Junior High School. And we are going to provide rides for those veterans that can't walk the route or can't, you know, we can, if they want to be in the parade, we're going to have our van out there and we'll ride them through the parade with them so they can attend or they can participate in the parade. That later that day, we are going to, the Liza Post 1971 is having a fish fry from 4 to 7. It's either drive through or dine in. It's at the Liza Community Center. And then on Sunday, the VFW Post 1623 in Viola is having a soup lunch at the Viola Community Center from 11 to 1:30 this Sunday, November 12th.
All right.
And lastly, okay. I'd like to say a couple things
here.
Sure, sure. I'd like to encourage all our veterans to become affiliated or involved with one of our local posts. You know, we have a lot of older veterans. You know, I go to those meetings and they're all 60 to 70 plus. And a lot of people come back and, you know, I guess that's with a lot of different community organizations. They don't have the younger ones coming in. But we like, well, there is strength in numbers. And we go out to advocate for veterans, you know, and they say, oh, yeah, we got this many members or posts that we're dealing with. And it does speak loudly when you get to Springfield or out to Washington, D.C.
So you younger veterans, get in there and learn from these older veterans because they have a lot they want to tell you.
That's
about.
Right. And a couple more things.
All right, Dennis, what you got?
And that we got. We'd like to thank, first of all, the county board for their continued support for our county veterans. They give us an office up there and they provide us our funding in that. And also to all those that support the other various local events of our local posts in that. It's really important. You know, they do a lot of stuff, whether it be pork chop sandwich dinners or they go out to the Mercer Market and serve sandwiches out that way and have grave marker situations, or I know our post 121 does that, but they do so much for the veterans in that, and that's how they make money to do those things. So we appreciate all their support.
Well, Dennis, we want to tell you anything you have, you send it over to me here at WRMJ and we'll tell everybody about it. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll do that for you. Dennis Melgren, Mercer County Veterans Assistance Commission. He's even got a brochure for me. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.